Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new Pennywise podcast from Lee Enterprises. I'm your host, Terry Barr. Happy to have you here with us. So what do you actually know about your credit score? Think about that for just a minute. What do you know about your credit score? Well, there is a new survey and it shows we may not know enough about our credit scores right now. Kimberly Palmer, a personal finance expert with NerdWallet, is here. She's going to help us sort out some of the biggest myths when it comes to our credit scores. Hi, Kimberly. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Terry. Thank you so much for having me.
This is such an important topic. And I think sometimes credit scores sort of get tossed to the wayside with everything else we have going on. So let me ask you this. There's a lot of financial misinformation out there, and it's often easier for any of us to find than if we're looking for the good and the correct information. So this new NerdWallet survey, the results reveal, yeah, we too often are relying on that bad information. Why are we doing this?
It's such a good question. I think we just get so much information thrown at us all the time from social media, from the traditional media, from friends and family. And it's just really hard to sort through what is true, what is not true. So I'm so glad we can have this conversation so we can get to the bottom of what is really going on.
Okay. So right now, from this survey, 1 in 4 say credit scores are up since the pandemic. That seems like a pretty decent number. But there's also close to 20% saying their score is down right now. And then there's another 10% that say, you know what? I have no idea. What do you think this shows?
I think those numbers really speak to how the pandemic affected people so differently. On one hand, you have a group of people who really were able to save more because of the pandemic. They suddenly weren't traveling, weren't going out to eat. And so they could use that savings to pay off debt, which could then in turn improve their credit score. At the same time, you have another group of people that were really struggling during the pandemic, losing income, turning to debt to cover some of the gap between their necessities and the income they have coming in. And so that's where you see a credit score really go down. And so basically, people had such different experiences. It wasn't a uniform experience during the pandemic. You saw some people credit score up and others down.
Now, what about those that say, I don't know? Is that just us burying heads in sand, as we like to say?
It is. You know, a lot of people just kind of look the other way and they're not checking their credit score. Maybe they think it's not important, which it is, which we'll get to.
Yes.
But basically, some people just aren't. It's not top of mind. And of course, there's so much to think about. So it's hard to put that at the top of your list. But sometimes it's a good idea.
All right. Well, that's why we're here. We're going to try to help, starting with three of, I guess, what is really considered the most common credit score myths and what else you might be able to do about these. All right, so here we go. The top three, as we mentioned, number one, leaving a balance on your credit card. Is that good or bad, Kimberly?
Well, it's not a good idea to leave a balance on your credit card if you think that is going to improve your credit score. And this is the myth that people falsely believe. Almost half of Americans think that actually keeping that balance lingering there, not paying it off in full, is helping your credit score. Untrue. That is simply not the case because, number one, it's actually taking up some of your credit utilization, which is basically how much credit you're using compared to how much you have available. So it's eating into that. You want to try to keep that under 30% at all times. That will help your credit score. And then at the same time, carrying that balance is expensive to you because we're paying interest whenever we're carrying a balance on credit cards. And so you do want to try to pay off that balance every month. Of course, you might not for other reasons, just because you don't have the cash, a whole other set of reasons, but you never want to do it just because you think it's helping your credit score.
Okay. So we'll repeat that. Leaving a balance on your credit card, good or bad overall?
Bad.
Bad. Okay. Here's number two when it comes to the top three myths. Closing a credit card you don't use. Is this good or bad for your credit score? And right now, half of those from this survey think it is a good thing to close your credit card you aren't using. Kimberly?
Those people are unfortunately mistaken because you want to keep your cards open. And actually, I have to admit, I made this mistake myself. basically I closed an old credit card because I didn't think it mattered, but actually it hurts your credit score because it takes away all of that history. So if you have an older credit card, you want to keep it open. You want to keep some kind of recurring expense on it so it doesn't get canceled on you.
Okay.
If you keep it open, that history is on there. It's reflected in your credit report, and that in turn helps your credit score.
Wow. You feel like it should be the other way, but that's so interesting. Okay. So again, closing a credit card you don't use, good or bad?
Bad. You want to keep those credit cards open.
Isn't that interesting? And again, you mentioned, and I love this point, try to use it for a recurring expense every now and then. Maybe could you put something on and then have it so you automatically pay it off? So then you're using it, but it's also kind of out of your mind too.
I think that's the smartest strategy because you also don't want to accidentally forget about it and then forget to pay. Suddenly you're hit with late fees. That would also be a bad situation. So you want to have some kind of recurring expense and then have it automatically paid if that works for you. I think that's a really good hands-off way to do it. It doesn't take up a lot of your time. And of course, it's tempting just to think, oh, I'll stick it in the freezer and I'll just forget about it that way. But the risk is that it will get canceled. And then it basically has the same effect as you closing it because it's deleted from your account and you lose all of that history.
Okay. All about the history, which is a good thing. That's good to know. All right. The third of the three top myths, a credit check doesn't impact your score. True or false? And on this one, close to 30% believe it does have an impact. Help us out here.
Well, this one is a little bit complicated because it does depend on the kind of inquiry you're doing. And so if you are applying for something like a mortgage or a credit card, any kind of new financial product, then that is a hard inquiry into your credit. Okay. And it does have a negative impact on your credit score. And that's because it's signaling to lenders that you're thinking of taking on this new big loan. And, you know, that perhaps adds some financial vulnerability into your overall financial situation. So that's the reason behind it. But I think what's really important to know is that, first of all, if you are shopping around for a good loan and you have multiple hard inquiries in a short period of time, like 2 weeks, that only counts as one hard inquiry. Oh. So you shouldn't hesitate to shop around because you're worried about this negative impact of the inquiries on your credit report. You always want to shop around for something like a mortgage because it's such a big deal. It has such a big impact on your life. And then the other important exception to note is that checking your own credit does not have a negative impact. That's called a soft inquiry, and it's totally fine to do. It does not hurt your credit score by any means. And so you don't want to hesitate to check up on that for yourself because that's valuable information for you.
That's a myth that always used to get me because I think somewhere along the line, we heard don't check your credit score unless, say, you are shopping for a mortgage and then you can get it that way. But I like that that's considered a soft check and that you can do that at your leisure when you need to do it, I guess.
Absolutely. And it's something we should all do.
Yes.
Because if there's a change in your credit score, that can signify that maybe you want to make sure you're not the victim of some kind of identity fraud. Ooh. And so basically it's something we should check up on because it's such a valuable piece of information. And, you know, it's pretty easy to check your credit score. There's so many ways to do it these days. So it's definitely something we should all do.
And this survey goes on into so much in-depth credit score information. We'll be sure to share this in the show notes so people can take a peek if they'd like to know more. But I think covering these top three has been wonderful. So one more time, the last one was a credit check doesn't impact your score, true or false?
And false for the hard inquiries, true for the soft inquiries.
Perfect. All right, Kimberly, what would you say is the bottom line now that we've heard these top three myths and we understand how important a credit score really is to our financial future?
I think the bottom line is really to spend some time thinking about your credit score and how you can improve it, because it plays such an outsized role in our financial lives. It can impact not just what loans you qualify for and what you end up paying, the interest rate that you get, but it can even affect your utility payments and what you're paying for your cell phone. And so it's really so important to our financial lives that we should check up on our credit score, find ways to improve it, which, you know, the easiest way is just making sure you're making on-time payments on your accounts each month.
Bottom line, there it is from Kimberly Palmer. Kimberly, personal finance expert at NerdWallet. We love talking with you, Kimberly. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah. And you can find any of our Pennywise podcasts wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts, and we sure hope you will. Thanks again. I'm Terry Barr for Lee Enterprises. This is your Pennywise podcast.